paragraph Yud. V'zeh b'chinas Yerusha Sheshayach Labonim. With this whole introduction, we could understand the concept of inheritance, whereby a person's wealth gets passed on to his children. We explained already that the main avoid of a person in this world is to sort out the Eitza, to be zecha, to get to the true Eitza, despite the pigam of the Eitz Hadas. And one of the main places where a person has to work at sorting out the right Eitza is when it comes to money. Because that's where Hashem cursed Beitzavoyin Techlena, that your parnosa will come Beitzavoyin. Al kein tzrichin lesiyageya levarer hamomoyin miklolazu, lidchois haklolazois, bechinas Beitzavoyin Techlena, shemeval velhoitza, ulaham shechitza shlema. Therefore, a person has to work very hard to remove the money from this curse, to push away the curse of Beitzavoyin Techlena, which messes up the Eitza, and to be zecha to shleimus Eitza. Shaydeze nimshach ashirus digdusha. That's how a person is zecha to get to holy wealth. Lizkoy saydeze leitza ahamitiyas hashleima avodas Hashem, which helps the person be zecha to Eitza amiti, to true Eitza, in serving Hashem, as to how to plug into the Eitza Chaim. Aval kolodom einoy mevar hanitzos sagdeshim shebamomoin kiim hashayach lechelko yelunishmosoi. However, each and every single person only works at perfecting and correcting those sparks of kedusha in money that are related to him and to his neshama. V'halavai sheyizke hodom levar ma sheshayach loy kivishor shnishmosoi. Halavai, a person would be zeich at least to fix his piece, you know, that's shayach to his neshama. Kilavarir bishleimus iefsher. To do this birur to perfection is impossible. Kilo yushlam habirur ad losid. This birur will not be completed until the future. Sheyevula hamoves lanetzach, when death will be eliminated completely. Kimavur b'ksovmes, as explained in the writings of the Arizal. V'alkein tzrichen levarer kol advorim befrat hamomoin sheshom ikra birur midor ledor. And this is why when we talk about making birurim, sorting out the good from the bad and separating them and trying to eliminate the bad, the klala and everything, and being zeichet to stick with the good, it's an ongoing process, befrat b'moin, especially when it comes to money, it's an ongoing process that has to continue from generation to generation. No one person is zeichet to complete it. He does his part, and then his children have to work on it, and then his grandchildren. V'zeo b'chinas ha-yerusha she-tzivso ha-toyro loseis m'moinoi v'nachlosei lebono v'achrov. This is the concept of inheritance, yerusha, where the Torah commanded a person to pass on his possessions to his children. Sheheim yigemaru levarir m'moinoi v'nachlosei, so that they will complete what he didn't complete in his money and in his possessions, his estate. V'chol ma shivaru m'moinu v'nachlosu b'yoysu b'gdush yaseiro kishishtadlu l'snag b'moinu m'koroi al p'yatoiro l'harbois b'tztoko v'chulu. And the more that the person's children will use that money the right way, they'll make this birur also, according to the Torah, to try to give a lot of tztoko and to use the money properly. Oz bro mizake abba. The Torah tells us that a son can definitely help the father. Ki oisin toiva gedoilo linishmoso yaideze. They do a major, major benefit to the soul of the father by them using the money the right way that the father passed on to them. Ki kol mashin is bara hamoin biyoiser. Because the more that there's zeichet to sort out the money and to use the money to make sure the money is used properly, the more they reject the zua masanochosh. Vazai nishmosei kroy v'yoyser likol b'chay chayim. And that makes it more easy for the father's neshama to plug into the chay chayim, into Hashem. Ki akoil kefi habirur ki yodua, because everything depends on this birur, on this process of being able to separate the good from the bad and reject the bad and take hold of the good. Ve'ikra habirur hu ba'mamon kanal, and we said the main birur is by money. V'alkein bonim daika mekablam yerushosoi. That's why the children specifically receive the yerusha. V'chol zman shenimtzaloi zera miyotzei chalotzov. kulam koidmin lechol mishpachtoim. And so long as he still has children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, they come before other members of his family, his father, his brother, you know, and that kind of thing. Ki ikra hashleimusu shetia hayerusha memashmeshes voileches lemato liyotzei chalotzov veloy lamado lebeisov evchasashom. Because the main shleimus is that his estate, his possessions, should continue going down in a downward direction, meaning towards his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, rather than going up towards his father or grandfather, that kind of thing. Ki mevor b'hatorah hanal shal yedei tikun emunas chachomim nisrabim hasforim shel haTorah Kedoshah. Rabbi Nazal explains in the Torah Samach Aleph and Chelik Aleph, which we've been basing this whole halacha on, that through tikun emunas chachomim there becomes an increase of the sforim of the Torah, va'oz nimtokim kol hadinim, and when the Torah grows, this causes a hamtoka sadinim, ki haTorah nichleles b'sharosha b'bchinas kodshei kodoshim shu sech l'koil b'bchinas even shesia sheshom nimtak hakoil. Because Rabbi Nazal explained that when these new sforim get added to the Torah, that the more the Torah becomes sholem, the more it has the ability to plug into its source, which is called Kodshei Kodoshim, Sechel HaKoilel, Evan Shesia, and that's the place, that's like the Keser, where everything becomes Nimtak, all Dinim become eliminated. Ki Yefsher Lihi Kolel Shom, Kiim Al Yedei Ribuy HaSforam HaKdoshim Shel HaTorah, Shenisrabim B'Yoyser Al Yedei Tikun Emunas Chachomim, Kama Shekosav Shom, Ayin Shom, because it's impossible for the Torah to plug into that high place, that Sechel HaKoilel, that Kodshei Kodoshim, until there is this Ribuy HaSforim, until the Torah becomes larger and larger. New Sforim are being put out, and more new Sforim, and more new Sforim. And when we talk about Tikkun Emunas Chachomim again, it means a person who until now didn't respect these Sforim now starts respecting these Sforim, and these Sforim become something to them. They become alive to them. So suddenly the Torah becomes larger and larger to this person, the more his Emunas Chachomim becomes improved. V'al yidei tikun Emunas Chachomim zoichen la'itza shleimo kanal. And Rabbi Nazal also taught us over there that the more a person is zoiche to tikun Emunas Chachomim, the more they're zoiche to shleimo so'itza. וכבר מבור שעיקר תיקן נשמס המס הוא שיזכה לסכן פגם עץ הדס שמשום המיסה. We've already learned that the main tikkun for the neshama of a person who passes away is to be zeche to correct the pegama, the Eitz Hadas, which is what brought death into the world. Hainu l'sakein pegam emunas chachomim, pegam hoetza. And we explained earlier that the pegam of the Eitz Hadas was a pegam in emunas chachomim, a pegam in Eitza, taking Eitza from the snake. Sheyuchal lihikolel b'mokim shetzorach lihikolel b'chay achayim, so that the neshama of this person who passes away should be able to plug into Hashem, who is called Chay Hachayim, the essence of life. V'ze yodua b'zoyer HaKodesh, and it's known in the Zoyer HaKodesh, she'alias nishmas hameis im zoyche hi ba'asar de'ikri kodesh kodoshim, that a Jew, when he passes away, if he's privileged, his neshama plugs into that address called kodesh kodoshim, that very high place in heaven. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Mi yale bahar Hashem, umi yokum bimkoim kodshoi. Speaking about the neshama of a person going up on the mountain of Hashem and plugging into that place called Kodesh, Kodesh or Kodesh Kodoshim. Hainu kanal, as we've mentioned, Ki aliyosoi al yedei tikun emunas chachomim, because the aliyah of the neshama of a Jew is dependent on emunas chachamim. Shalidei ze zoichen lebechinas sforim harbei shela Torah. That's what increases the sforim of the Torah. Shalidei ze oilen lebechinas kodesh kadoshim. And Rabbeinu Zal taught us, and that's how the Torah itself goes up to kodesh kadoshim. Shehu bechinas seichel hakoilel. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us soon how the Jewish neshama going up and the Torah going up are the same. We'll see in a few lines. V'zeh b'chinas hachiv shetzrichin lahashir bonivach bonam achrov. With this, we could understand the important mitzvah of the Torah for a person to leave children in the world after he leaves. Ki habonim shenisharim achrov heim b'chinas sichliim protiim shenimshochem imenu. The children that remain after the father, they represent sichliim protiim coming from him. Shehem b'chinas ribui sforim shel haTorah. They represent the sforim of the Torah, the increase of sforim of the Torah. Ki kol echod miYisrael hu b'chinas sefer Torah. Because each and every single Jew is a sefer Torah. K'moy shekosuv zois haTorah Odom. This is the Torah, man. Ki ha'odom kolol miramach evorim ushsagidim shehim b'chinas ramach mitzvah saseh ushsam mitzvah lois saseh ki yadua shehi klolius haTorah. Because man is composed of 248 organs and 365 tendons, which correspond to the 248 mitzvah saseh and the 365 mitzvah lois saseh, as is known, which is the entire Torah. Nimtza Sheha Odom Hu haTorah. So we see that man corresponds perfectly to the Torah. Man is the Torah. The Torah is these 613 mitzvahs composed of 248 asse and 365 lois asse. Man is 613 components, 248 organs, 365 tendons. V'chol mash nisrabim Yisrael b'yoser, nisrabim sforim b'Torah yoser, which means the more Jews there are in the world, each time a new Jew is born, it's like a new Sefer is being written. A new Sefer Torah is coming into the world. V'al kein be'emes, b'chol dor v'dor, nisrabim sforim b'yoser. And this is why we see in reality, each and every single generation, there are new sforim being generated, ki nisrabim Yisrael b'yoser, because there are new Jews being generated. V'alkein mechuyev kol echod lahashir bonim achrov. This is why it's a mitzvah for each one of us to leave children behind after him. Ki habonim shemeniach achrov heim b'chinas ribui hasforim shel haTorah kanal. Because the children that remain after him represent these sforim, these new sforim that were brought into the world. Ki ho ikar sheyire lohichiach hezbonov sheyishmaru toiras Hashem. Because when we talk about a person having children, what's the main purpose of having children? To teach them to follow the Torah of Hashem. V'oz kishebonov achrov mekaimim es haTorah. And then, when a person is zoche that his children after him, the children that follow him, fulfill the Torah, he was zeicher that from him came forth children who are fulfilling the Torah. Ze bechinas ribui hasforim shel haTorah. This represents this person added sforim to the Torah. He added people who are new people who are fulfilling the Torah newly. Because the main thing is not learning. The main thing is fulfilling, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Umi shezoicha lekayim es haTorah, mevi heoro gedoilo b'haTorah, keilu nichtevo v'nitno hayoyim. And a person who is zoicha to fulfill the Torah brings a new light into the Torah as if the Torah were written today and given today. He renews Maimad Har Sinai. Each time a person is zechut to fulfill the Torah, he renews the writing of the Torah and the giving of the Torah. Because the purpose of writing and giving the Torah was the fulfillment of the Torah. נמצא שכל מה שנשרה בין ישראל, המקיים עם הסתור היוסר, so therefore, the more that we increase the number of Jews who are fulfilling the Torah more, נשרבים הספורים ביוסר. It's like there's more ספרי תוירה. ויכולים להיכולל יוסר בבחינס קודש קדושים. And we learned earlier that the more the Torah grows, the more the Torah is able to plug into its source, which is Kodesh Kodoshim, the higher source from which the Torah receives its light. Sheshom tzricha nishmosoy lalois kanal. And we learned earlier, the Zohar HaKodesh says, that's where a Jewish neshama is supposed to plug into when it leaves this world. When a person leaves this world, his goal is that his neshama should plug into Kodesh HaKodoshim. Sheyefsho lalois lesham, came out with a ribuy sforim, shein b'chinas habonim, shein yech achrav kanal. And we said, you can't plug into Seichel HaKoylel, into Kodesh Kadoshim, unless you increase the sforim of the Torah. Increase the sforim of the Torah is increasing children who are fulfilling the Torah. V'alkein, bonov, mekablim hayerusha, shehum mamoinoi v'nachlosoi. This is why it's a person's son's, a person's children that receive his inheritance, which is his money, his possessions, his estate. Ki hamomoin hu bechinas habirur shenizbararo ho eitza mipegam eitzadas, mipegam emunas chachomim, shenistakein betikun achar tikun al idei bonovachrov, shu bechinas ribuy asforim shenimshochim gamkein mitikun emunas chachomim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, we had learned a few paragraphs ago that when Hashem issued, when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, where it took effect was in money. Hashem, the curse that Hashem gave was Be'itzavoin Toichlena. Your Parnasa is going to be cursed now. The Parnasa is going to be with struggle, with difficulty and everything. So the money, which is the Birur, Shenizbararo Ho'etzam, Ibgam Eitz Hadas. So again, when a Jew is zeched to earn money, kosher money, and to meiser it, and to use it for mitzvahs and meisim toivim, that represents this birur ho'etza from the pigam of the Eitz Hadas. He rescued this money from the curse of the be'itzavoin toichalena, from pigam emunas chachomim, and it got refined shenestakein betikun achar tikun al yidei bono vachrov. And again, he used it for whatever tikunim, he used his money to make whatever tikunim he could make. Now he's passing it on to his children for them to use the money again for fulfilling mitzvahs, for buying tefillin and tzitzis and mikvah and all the different things. Shehu bechinas ribuy hasforim, which corresponds, again, his children represent these additional sforim, shenim shochem gamkein mitikun emunas chachamim, who also come from tikun emunas chachamim, shayde kol ze tuchal nishmosoi lalois lamokoim sheitzricha lalois. And through all of this, this is what makes it possible for his neshama to be able to go up and plug into where it needs to plug into. Shehu b'chinas kodshei kodoshim, which is this address called kodshei kodoshim. So here, just to pause for a moment, in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal doesn't speak about people over there. He speaks about the Torah itself. He speaks about Pekam Emunas Chachamim, and he speaks about Tikkun Emunas Chachamim, is every time a new Sefer is written, we increase the Torah. As the Torah grows, it's able to lift off and plug into Seichel Ho'elyon, into Kodshei Kodoshim, and bring higher and higher levels of light to the world, and Tikkun to the world, etc., etc. Rav Nosson Zal went off on a discussion about bringing children into the world and everything, and Rav Nosson Zal showed us the parallel, that these two are exactly the same. Zois HaTorah Odom. And Rav Nosson Zal showed from the Zohar HaKodesh that just like Rabbeinu Zal said in Likutei Moran, that one of the Torah's missions is for the Torah to lift off and go up, and plug into this high place called Kodesh HaKodoshim, a Jewish neshama has the same mission. A Jewish neshama, which is a Torah also, the Zohar HaKodesh says that the tachlis of a Jewish neshama when it leaves this world is to plug into Kodshei Kodoshim. How does it do that? By its ribuy sforim. Its ribuy sforim is in the form of having a family, having children and having those children fulfill the Torah, they are the ribui svarim, which help him, their source. He, compared to them, as we're going to see soon, is a level of sechel hakoilel, and the more they grow, the more he's able to plug into that place called kodesh kodoshim, that highest place. Paragraph Yud Aleph. Ki habonim heimesaknim tikun shleimus oetzo. Because children play a role in helping the person make this tikun of eitzo, of shleimus oetzo. Why? Ki bro karo davua. Because the Gemara says that a child is like the legs of the father. He's an extension of the father. So the Gemara uses the word kara, the legs, specifically. V'horaglin heim b'chinas eitzois. And we've learned many times that the legs correspond to eitzois. K'mashikosav, as there's a famous pasuk in the Torah, where it says, v'chol ha'om asher baraglecha, and this entire nation which is at your feet, and the Gemara says, Ha'holchim acharatzoscha, meaning they follow your direction, they follow your advice. So we see that the raglin are the eitzah. So children, which are called raglin, children are related to tikun ho'eitzah. Ki ikur ho'ilodas habonim hu mebechinas eitzois. Because the ability, the concept of bringing children into the world comes from the place of eitzah. Ki hakloyois yoyatzois, because the Gemara tells us the kidneys are the source of eitzah, v'hakloyois hem klei ha'hoylodo, and the Gemara says the kidneys also play a role in birth, in completing the zera, in being mevashel the zera. V'alkein habonim shenemshocha mebchinas eitzois, therefore children who come from the place of eitzois, Heim mesaknin umashlimim tikun shleimus oetzah. They play a role in correcting the eitzah, in being mashlim the eitzah. Shehu ikr tikun nishmas hames, which is the main tikun of the neshama of a person who passes away. For the person to be zoicha to tikun emunas hachomim, shleimus oetzah. That's shleimus of the Torah. V'alkein heim mekablim hayerusha shehu amomoin shenimshach mibirur ho'etzah kanal. That's why the children are the ones who get the inheritance, which is the money, which comes from birur ho'etzah, as we mentioned earlier. Again, the pegama, the eitz hadas, was pegam eitzah. That placed a curse on all money. That means there's no money, or the money is bad. Now, when a Jew is zeicha to make money, and the money is good money, the money because moment of kedusha, he's using it for kedusha. That money is the tikkun ho'etzah. That's the tikkun of the pegam of the eitz hadas. Therefore, it's most appropriate that it go to the children, because we said also they come from the place of Eitzah, Kloyos Yoyatzois. They're also the feet. Vayidei Birur Ho'etzah, Shu B'chinas Tikkun Emunas Chachamim, B'chinas Ribui Hasforim Hakdoshim Shel HaTorah, Shehu B'chinas Habonim. Therefore, by purifying the Eitzah, which is corresponds to the Tikkun Emunas Chachamim, which is the concept of adding Sforim to the Torah, which is the concept of adding children. This is what helps the neshama of the parent to go up to the place where it has to go up to, shehu asar deikri kodesh kodoshim, which is the place that's called kodesh kodoshim, sheshom nimta kakoil. There everything is sweetened. Everything is whitewashed. All din is eliminated completely. Paragraph Yud Beis. Ki ribui hasforim shel ha'toyro hu bechinas ribui ho'etzois hashleimus. Because when we speak about adding sforim to the Torah, new sforim being generated, that represents new etzois coming to the world. The more the Torah is clarified, the more people are getting better direction from the Torah. כי התורה הקדושה נקראת עצה, because the Torah is called advice. כמו שכוסב, as the pasuk says, משלי לי עצה וסושיה. I am the source of עצה and תושיה. בחינס תרייג איתן דוי רייסה, as the Zohar HaKadosh calls it, the 613 advices of the Torah. וכל מה שנסרב מספורים קדושים בתורה, and the more the ספורים of the Torah are increased, new ספורים are being produced, נסרבין הו עצויס ביוסר. More עצויס are being derived from, are being pumped out from the Torah. איך להסקרב לשם יזבורך, כל אחד ואחד ממוקם שהוא, how to come close to Hashem, each and every single person from where he's at. ועל כן כולם צריכים להועילם. And that's why all of these ספורים are needed to the world, are needed for the world. כמבור שם בתורה, now as Rabbein Ezel explains over there. Meaning the more there's new commentaries on Mishnayis, the more people are able to learn it and to learn what Hashem is teaching. People who couldn't learn it before now can learn it. The Talmud Yerushalmi, which was closed for 98% of Klal Yisrael, and recently they discovered new commentary. They discovered commentaries on it that they didn't have before, and those commentaries are being published. And now they got teams of Rabbonim to work at translating it into English, and putting the English translation back into Hebrew for the Hebrew speakers, and it's being translated in French. Now thousands, hundreds of thousands of Yidden who didn't have this Torah available to them, this advice available to them, suddenly it's yes being advice. Till now they were only learning Chumash or Talmud Bavli. Now a whole new branch of the Torah was opened up to them with many new ideas, many new etzos from Hashem.